Hello, happiness seekers. My name is Claudia and welcome to part two of How Much Money Makes You Happy. In the previous episode, Peter Kamolafe, the author of The Money Basics and a financial coach and a speaker, shared his practical tips for creating more financial well-being. And as always, now it's time for me to put his advice into action. But before I dive into this month's happiness challenge, in this very short episode, I'm summarizing key scientific findings on relationship between money and happiness. Join me. Question: does money make us happier? And the answer to this question is not a straightforward one. But let's be honest here. Money definitely contributes to happiness, especially when it helps us meet our basic needs. A lack of money is associated with stress, poorer health, less leisure time, and greater emotional pain. Therefore, money definitely contributes to happiness, but only up to a certain point. Once people have enough money to satisfy their basic needs, and they have the financial security, making more money does not necessarily guarantee more happiness. For example, there is this very intriguing research by Ed Diner, who found that those with tremendous wealth were just a little bit more happier on average than those in middle or working class. And the proportion of those individuals who are uber wealthy were actually less happy than middle class. So why is that? There are three very interesting reasons. First of all, and let's put it bluntly, if you have a lot of money, but you are miserable, more money won't help. So research shows that there are certain factors such as relationships, fulfillment at work, or positive habits that will significantly impact your overall psychological well-being much more than money alone will. The second reason why money does not always equal happiness is that we have individual expectations of how much money would make us happy. For instance, Sonia Lubomirski, a happiness researcher at the University of California, found that people making $300,000 a year believed that they needed to earn $50,000 annually to be happy. However, those earning $100,000 a year estimated that they needed a yearly salary of $250,000 a year to be happy. So in short, we always think that we need a little bit more money to be happy. And interestingly, those expectations of how much money could make us happy are quite unconscious. And we are often not aware that we have those set expectations and numbers. And the third reason is that the way we spend money contributes to our happiness much more than the amount of money we have. So research shows that using money to buy experiences rather than things will make us much more happier. Using money to help others, to develop or deepen relationships will make us happier. And buying time by hiring others to do things we don't like to do will add much more to our overall psychological well-being. So here we go. Those are the three reasons that money does not guarantee happiness, but it is an important part of it. In the light of all that interesting research, this month's happiness challenge focuses on reflecting on your relationship with money. And this month's challenge includes three reflection points. First of all, establishing your financial goal for the next 12 months. So again, think about that idea of the fact we have different expectations when it comes to money and what is the amount of money that could contribute to our happiness. But often those expectations are not very much a conscious ones. So what I would challenge you to think about in next 12 months, what do you want to achieve financially? The second reflective point is about analyzing your outgoings. So how do you spend money? Again, coming back to that research that the way we spend money is linked with happiness. So how are you currently spending your money? And the third reflective point is about identifying habits that can support your financial goal. So what habits and action will you need to introduce to support your financial goal? And how could you spend your money to support your happiness in the next 12 months? And I know that when it comes to thinking about money, we may feel that budgeting, financial planning, hey, that's not so much fun. But I really think that reflecting on money is important because it is a very crucial factor when it comes to our happiness. So I hope you will join me in this happiness challenge. Remember to keep in touch and join the happiness challenge newsletter on LinkedIn. I will share what I have learned at the end of the month. So see you then. But in the meantime, as always, I dare you to be happy. Bye.